I'm joined by Adam Lockwood after Geisley's 2-0 defeat at Halifax. Adam, can you start for me by trying to sum up the performance and the result?
Times I thought we were bright, but no real cutting edge. A lot of possession of the ball at times, and I've asked for people to stand up now, and you know, it's good being good on the ball, and we have to be ruthless in this game at both ends, and that's where we've lost the game today.
Was that the big issue for you, both boxes, not being able to get into the Halifax box, and then the second goal especially, conceding a free header?
Well, it's just having that edge to you, whether when you're defending your goal or you're attacking your goal, that you're ruthless, and we're coming up short in that department at the minute, which at any level costs you. So we have to address that and see if we can do something about it. Good thing is, got a quick turnaround, and we've got a big game on Monday.
In particular, this season, 4 of the 6 league games, we haven't registered a goal in. How crucial is it to you that we can improve that ASAP, and what can be done? What do you feel can be done to improve that?
We just had a good discussion in there, and it becomes about individuals taking that, you know, that role, and that they are going to be ruthless, and people make careers out of that. And for me, there's an opportunity for somebody to stand up, and you know, somebody has to take that. That's part of their jobs. I have to encourage that. I have to give them as many tools that I can, you know, whether it's in training or advice, to achieve that as well. But ultimately, there comes a time when people have to stick the chest out and be a proud person and make things happen. And that, as a footballer, you get those times all the time if you have a long career, and that's where I think we're at the minute. That we've picked some good results up, and we've you know, away from home we've been poor. Is that a mentality thing, or is it an attitude thing, or is it ability? I think I know where it is, and it becomes down to individuals to sort that out, and I have to, like I say, give them the tools and try and help them achieve that.
As you touched on earlier, the advantage of a bank holiday weekend, short space of time, another game come around in 48 hours.
Yep, when you get beat, or when you win, to be honest, it's nice playing a game of football quick. Tough, you know, I've got big decisions to make now, as I have. When people give me decisions to make, then, you know, that's I said in there, you know, who's going to stand up and be counted and be the one that stays in the team and becomes that catalyst for us to go on and have a good run. And it takes more than one person. It takes 8 or 9 every week. You can maybe afford to have 1 or 2 off the pace. If you have any more than that, you're probably going to get beat or not get a result.
What are you expecting of Hartlepool? Obviously, as it is, we're speaking ahead of or during their game against Fylde, but they've had a poor start to the season, I'm sure, that their supporters will feel. What are you expecting from them as a side on Monday?
Another tough game, as they all are. And a challenge that, you know, the lads have to react to again. We've been in this position before, and Monday's no different. Off the back of defeat, you always want to have a good reaction and bounce back, and Monday's no different.
A difficult run of games, though, when you think Hartlepool, then away at Leyton Orient, home to Eastleigh, away at Barrow is the next 4 games.
I think we've already had a difficult run, and to be honest, when I look at fixtures, I don't think you can pick easy runs at this level. There isn't, because ultimately, if you're not right yourselves, you don't stand a chance of winning in any game that you take part against any opponents, and today's no different to that. Monday will be no different, and I keep saying that all the way through the season. It is, that is where it is, and you have to give yourself the best chance to get as maximum points.
Cheers, Anna.
Cheers, thank you.